From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Riding a bike to work may be a great way to beat the high cost of gas, but that requires a certain physical stamina that some people just don't have, which helps to explain the growing popularity of electric bicycles. From San Francisco, NPR's John McChesney reports on a new set of two-wheeled commuters.
If you ever left your heart in San Francisco, it may have been because you tried to climb one of its awesome hills. And trying it on a bike can be even worse. Cynthia Kadua lives on Potrero Hill, where many of Hollywood's most terrifying car chases are filmed. She describes her bike commute before she got an electric bike.
At the end of my day, I'm riding home, exhausted already, and then I'd have to face that hill, and then I'd have to walk up those stairs. We're all the way on the top. And I was dead. I mean, I couldn't even speak. I couldn't speak. I would be breathing so hard.
I'd go, "Hi, honey," and she'd go,
That's Cynthia's husband, Jeff Pease. Both of them now ride electric bikes to work nearly every day. It's 9 miles round trip. They're selling one of their cars, and they can't say enough good things about their electric-assisted bikes.
It's actually one of the nice things is that I think it makes biking or bike commuting possible for more marginal riders. I mean, don't be fooled by the wetsuits in there. We're not triathletes, you know, but I mean, this is about the most exercise that I usually get in a day.
Jeff and Cynthia get exercise because their bikes are electric assisted. They can pedal, but they get an adjustable boost from their small electric motors. Call their bikes hybrids, or call them bikes for the rest of us. No spandex, camelbacks, or spurred shoes necessary. And the bikes look like bikes, except for a battery pack on the frame. But Jeff says you can't find them at many bike shops.
When we would go into a bike shop and ask about electric bikes, 9 out of 10 of the people, you know, with shaved legs, would sort of look at us, you know, in this kind of, you know, shocked pity and say, "No, we don't sell anything like that."
Riding an electric bike is like having your fairy godmother tap you on your shoulder with a magic wand and make you twice as strong.
Cynthia and Jeff found Steve Roseman, who sells electric bikes in partnership with a couple of Bay Area shops. He calls his company the Electric Bike Network.
Hills that seemed inconceivable in terms of being able to get up them on an electric bike turn into a pleasure. Life becomes a comfortable ride instead of an agony to be avoided.
So, of course, this aging, out-of-shape reporter had to find out if that was just sales hype. Larry Klein of Noe Valley Cyclery adjusted the seat level on a small fold-up style bicycle for me.
Whoa! You just start pedaling, and the next thing you know, you get a little extra oomph. This is pretty extraordinary, because I can tell you, on this hill, I would never, ever attempt it on my own, but I'm still working out. As you can probably begin to hear, okay, rest break.
Now, the motor on this bike wouldn't climb this hill on its own. There are some electric bikes that don't require pedaling, but Roseman says they're just a temptation.
There can be a bit of a tendency if it's a throttle-only electric bike for you to get a good exercise for your thumb, but not necessarily for your legs.
The bikes Roseman sells run about $1,600. You can spend more or less depending on the bike and the features you want.
I'm 50 years old, and I'm not in, you know, stellar shape.
Mindy Kendall is a schoolteacher who also lives on a formidable hill in San Francisco, which she says she couldn't pull without the electric assist. She commutes on bike every day. I asked her if the city's bike purists ever give her a hard time.
You get those, the young bike messenger types, and I'm coming down Harrison in the bike lane, and even though it's the flats, if the wind's hitting me, and I've got this thing in full gear, and I'm booking, they'd kind of double take at me, but I love it. It's gotten me back on my bike all the time, every day, unless it's pouring rain, and it makes me feel good about what I'm doing for the world.
And let's be clear. These bikes aren't just good for hill country. They're helpful to people with injuries or heart conditions who pedal in the flatlands. And they come in all shapes and sizes, tricycles, recumbent bikes, and so on. How far can you go? Depends a lot on how much effort you put into the trip. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.